我们这一次在神面前要看的就是见证和见证人。
This time we want to see before the Lord together the matter of testimony and the witness.
我们看见说见证在神的话语里面乃是一个中心。
We see that testimony is a center in the words of God.
神为着他自己留下他的见证在地上。
God for himself has left his testimony on this earth.
他光天创造天地就是把他自己的见证他的荣耀放在创造的里面。
When he created heaven and earth, he has put his own testimony and glory in his creation.
借着他所创造的天地叫我们能认识他的大能和他的神性。
From the heaven and earth that he created, he let us see the deity and his power.
但是我们知道在天地里面神的见证乃是非常微小的见证。
But we see the testimony in the heaven and earth that were created is but a small one.
然后他把律法就赐给以色列人。
Then he gave to Israelites the law.
律法就是神的见证。
The law is the testimony of God.
在神那里是见证，在人那里乃是律法。
To him that is the testimony, but to us men,That is the law.
律法对于神的见证，那比天地万物的见证就进一步了。
The law is one step ahead in terms of testimony for God.
但是律法因着人的软弱有所不能行的。
But because of the weakness of man, the testimony cannot be carried through in man.
所以律法就一无所成。
So the law could not accomplish anything.
我们感谢赞美主。
But we praise the Lord.
因为到了新约的时代
Coming to the time of New Testament.
我们看见我们的主来到这个世界
We see our Lord Jesus came to this world.
在我们的主里面神的见证就得以完成了
In him, the testimony of God is accomplished.
因为我们的主来不是要废掉律法乃是要成全它
Because our Lord comes not to abolish the law but to accomplish it.
今天神的见证在地上是在他儿子耶稣基督的里面
Today, the testimony of God on this earth is in his son Jesus Christ.
凡是认识神的儿子的人就是能认识见证的人。
Those who know his son Jesus Christ are those who know the testimony.
在神那里乃是见证。
And in God that is the testimony.
在我们身上乃是恩典。
And in us is the grace.
这个我们也稍微看过一点。
And this we have shared.
我们稍微交通一点关乎耶稣基督的见证。
We also have sharedThe testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为这个见证是我们必须看见、听见，并且亲身去经历的。
Because this testimony is what we have to see, what we have to hear, and to experience.
我们的主他自己见证说他是首先的，他是幕后的。
Our Lord Jesus, he testified that he is the first and he is the last.
他是一切的开头。
He is the beginning of all things.
他也是一切的结束。
He is the conclusion of all things.
神所有的旨意都在他的身上。
All the will of God is upon him.
也都是借着他来完成。
And through him they are accomplished.
也都要归给他。
They will come back to him.
他是那一位存活的。
And he is the living one.
因为他是生命的源头。
Because he is the source of life.
凡是出于他的都是生命。
What comes from him is life.
凡不是生命的都不是属于神的。
Whatever is not life is not from God.
他为着爱我们的缘故。
Because he loves us.
他曾死过。
He was dead.
但是他借着他的死就败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
But through his death he has destroyed the Satan that has the power of death.
他从死里复活了。
He was resurrected from the dead.
并且他要活到永永远远。
And he shall live forever and evermore.
他是那一位复活的主。
And he is the resurrected Lord.
他是那一位得胜的主。
And he is the victorious Lord.
在他手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In him is the key of death and Hades.
我们的主就是这样的一位主。
And our Lord is such a Lord.
今天这个就是他的见证。
And this today is his testimony.
他的见证托给他的教会。
And his testimony is now entrusted to his church.
今天早晨我们要讲到见证人的事情。
And this morning we want to talk about this matter of the witness.
我们知道如果有事实摆在那里。
We know that if there is a fact there.
但是没有人看见也没有人听见。
But if nobody has seen it or heard it.
也没有人亲身的经历。
Nobody has personally experienced it.
虽然那个事实是在那里。
And although the fact is there.
但是没有人没有见证人。
But there is no witness.
因为没有见证人的缘故
，because there's no witness，
这个事实就要被埋没
，the fact will be buried，
人也得不着益处
，and man cannot benefit from it。
所以我们不但要看见有见证的事实
，so not only we have to see the fact of the testimony，
我们还得看见说有一般见证的人在那里
，and we have to see there has to be。A group of witnesses.
能把这个事情把它能见证出来。
Now they can testify to this fact.
我们感谢赞美神。
And we praise the Lord.
因为在历史历代，神为着自己留下他的见证人。
But through the ages, God has reserved for himself the witnesses.
我们知道神造人的目的。
We know that the purpose of God's creation of man.
神造人的目的中间的一个。就是要人做他的见证人。
One of the purposes of God's creation of man is that man can be his witness.
所以他造人的时候是照着他的形象而造的。
So he created man according to his own likeness.
我们知道万物都在那里见证神的荣耀。
We know that all creation is testifying to the glory of God.
但是万物的见证非常的有限。
But the testimony of the creation is limited.
并且万物的见证都是被动的。
But the, and also the testimony of all creations is passive.
因为这个万有啊，它不能经历神的自己。
Because these all things, they cannot experience God himself.
它没有办法有主观的经历来发表神。
They cannot have the subjective experience to express God.
它不过是神手所造的万物。
And they are only the all things created by God.
它显出神的永能来。
They express the eternal power of God.
它稍微显出一点神的那个神性来。
And to a very small extent, they express the deity of God.
但是它那个见证是被动的。
But that testimony is passive.
它不能好像主动的与神合作来做见证。
It cannot cooperate with God to give a testimony.
但是我们的神，他为着他的见证，他就创造了人。
But for his own testimony, our God created man.
人是照着神的形象。
Man is created according to the likeness of God.
形象在这里是特别指着里面的性情说的。
The likeness in particular speaks about the inner nature.
神是灵，所以我们人被造里头也有灵。
God is spirit, so when man is created, man has spirit inside.
神是那一位自由意志的神。
God is a God with free will.
所以神所创造的人也有一个自由的意志。
So that the man that's created by God has a free will.
在所有神的创造万物的中间。
In all the creations of God.
只有人因为是照着神的形象造的。
Only man because he is created according to God's image.
所以他能认识神。
He is able to know God.
他能把神接到他的里面。
He is able to receive God in himself.
他能与神在生命中能起到联合。
He can be connected, united to God in life.
他能经历神的自己。
He can experience God himself.
他能有份于神的性情。
He is able to partake in the nature of God.
叫这个神的性格也能完成在他里面。
So that the character of God can be constructed in him.
所以你就看见说在万物的中间只有人能为神做更完全的见证。
So we see in all the creations only man can have a more complete testimony for God.
并且人为神做见证乃是一个积极的不是消极的。
And also when man testifies for God and that is active but not passive.
他是有份于神的性情的。
And he has partaken into the nature of God.
所以他的见证是比较更有力量的。
So his testimony is more powerful.
这一个是当作神造人这个旨意里面的一个。
And this is one of the purposes of God's creation of man.
我们人被造目的就是神要我们人来替他做见证。
Men are created so that we can testify to him.
但是很可怜的事情。
But shamefully,
把当神把他所创造的人放在伊甸园里的时候。
When God put the man that he created into the Garden of Eden,
我们在这里看见说，人不但没有好好的为神做见证。
We see that not only man has not been a good testimony for God,
并且人就受了撒旦的迷惑。
He was attracted by Satan.
也给我们看见说，人里面有一个自己的那一种的心意。
It shows that man has his own secret desire inside.
所以结果我们看见说，人在伊甸园里就犯了罪。
So we see that man sinned in the Garden of Eden.
人在那里不但没有为神做好的见证。
Not only he has not given a good testimony to God.
给这个撒旦看见说，我们这位的神是怎样的一位神。
To let Satan see that what kind of a God is our God.
他反而受了撒旦的欺骗。
And he was fooled by Satan.
结果他做了假的见证。
And he gave a false testimony.
好像我们的神乃是心地很狭窄的。
As our God is one with a very narrow heart.
好像我们的神是嫉妒到一个地步，他不愿他要留下很多的东西不给人事的。
As if God it was so jealous that he keep things to himself from man.
所以结果我们看见人从伊甸园开始一直到今天。
So we see that men from the time of Eden to now,
人在地上的见证都是假见证。
The men's testimony on this earth are all false testimony.
人不能把神发表出来。
Man cannot express God.
人不能把神的性格发表出来。
Man cannot express the character of God.
人在这里的见证都是假的见证。
Man's testimony are false testimony.
人所做的见证不但是假的，并且是相反的见证。
And not only are false testimony, they are anti-testimonies. But we praise our God.
人虽然可以失败，
although man can fail,
但是神永远不失败。
But God never fails.
所以我们记得主耶稣曾讲过一句话。
So we remember that our Lord Jesus said,
这句话实在是一件一句很宝贝的话。
And this is a very precious statement.
他说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
He says, my Father works hitherto, and I work also.
从人堕落失败之后，
from man failed,
父神就开始做工了。
God the Father was working.
他开始做什么工作呢？
What did he start to work?
并且我们的主说，我父做事直到如今。
And our Lord says, my Father works until today.
从伊甸园那里开始做工。
And from the time of Eden,
一直做到我们的主在地上的时候，
working until the time when our Lord is on this earth.
那我们的主在地上也做工。
And our Lord Jesus on this earth, he also worked.
那么究竟神在哪里做什么工呢？
But what is God working on?
我们的主所做的是什么工呢？
What is our Lord working on?
我们知道我们的神他的工作就是要恢复他自己的见证。
The work of our God is to recover his own testimony.
他要在人的身上恢复他自己的见证。
He wants to recover his own testimony on man.
好叫我们人能恢复来做他的见证人。
So that man can be recovered to be his witness.
这一个就是神在历世历代所做的工作。
And this is what God is doing all through the ages.
我们看见当人被赶出伊甸园，伊甸园之后。
We see when the man was chased away from Garden of Eden.
第二代的时候，
In the second generation,
我们在这里看见神就开始在人中间做这个恢复见证的事情。
We see that God started to recover his testimony in man.
我们记得在希伯来书第十二章里头，
In Hebrews chapter 12,
第一节告诉我们说，
verse 1 told us,
我们有许多的见证人如同云彩一样围绕着我们。
We have a cloud of witness surrounding us.
这一些的见证人，
and these witnesses,
我们都知道都是指着在希伯来书第十一章里头那一些人说的。
We know that they refer to these witnesses in Hebrews chapter 11.
在希伯来十一章里头给我们看见古时有许许多多的人。
In chapter 11 of Hebrews, it shows us in the past there were so many people.
他能因着信神的缘故他就得了证据。
Because they have faith in God, so they have proof in their hands.
他们为神做见证，神也为他们做见证。
They testify to God, and God testified to them too.
这些的人都像云彩一样围绕着我们。
These people are like a cloud surrounding us.
当这个地上在那里失去见证的时候，
when the testimony is lost on this earth,
神就在人的中间，他就得着一般的人。
God has obtained a group of people among them.
在地上的维持他的见证。
On this earth, they kept the testimony of God.
所以当人失败之后。
So when men failed.
到了第二代。
Coming to the second generation.
我们在这里神就得做了一个亚伯。
We see that God obtained Abel.
亚伯他起来为神做见证。
Abel rose up to be a testimony of God.
他见证什么呢？
What did he testify?
他见证说神是公义的神。
He testified that God is a righteous God.
他承认他自己有罪。
He admitted that he himself has sinned.
他承认说罪的工价乃是死。
He admitted that the price of the sin is death.
但是他也在那里见证说神有救恩。
He also testified that God has salvation.
我们人不能拯救我们自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们乃是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们是该死的人。
We should die.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank our Lord.
神有慈爱有恩典。
God is a God of mercy and grace.
所以我们看见有亚伯在那里就献祭。
So we see that Abel is offering.
他所献的祭乃是一只羔羊。
What he offered was a lamb.
因为神的旨意就是要借着羔羊的血来赎我们人的罪。
Because the will of God is that he shall cleanse our sins by the blood of the Lamb.
他为神所借做的见证是一个真的见证。
And his testimony to God is a true one.
虽然他被他的哥哥该隐杀了，他在弟弟底下，他在那里说话。
Although he was killed by his brother Cain, he still spoke from the ground.
但是我们看见他的哥哥该隐怎样呢？
What kind of a condition is his brother?
该隐他也算是一个敬拜神的人。
His brother was also one counted as worshiping God.
这一个哥哥他也承认说有神。
His brother also admitted that there is God.
很可能那个时候他们献祭就是跑到伊甸园的中间这个门城外面在那里献祭。
Maybe when they were giving the offering, they came to the east side of Eden and outside of the garden.
因为在伊甸园的中间神设立了基路伯。
Because on the east side of the Eden, there was the cherub.
有转动火焰的剑，把守了通到生命树的道路。
And there's a sword with a turning fire that's guarding the pathway to the tree of life.
所以他们那个时候献祭，很可能就是到那个地方来献祭。
So very possibly they had come to that place to give offering.
但是该隐他不认神的见证。
But Cain denied the testimony of God.
他不承认说他自己有罪。
He denied that he has sinned.
他以为说他自己手里的工作能叫他蒙神悦纳。
He thought that his own works can satisfy God.
就他就把他地上出产最好的拿来要献给神。
So he offered God the best things that he can produce from his ground.
结果神弃绝他的祭物，也弃绝了该隐。
And God rejected his offering and rejected himself.
因为他那个见证是假的。
Because his testimony is a false testimony.
他那个见证是相反的见证。
His testimony is anti-testimony.
他不承认神是公义的神。
He did not acknowledge that God is a righteous one.
他不承认他是需要神的救恩的人。
He did not accept that he needs the salvation of God.
所以感谢赞美神，神在地上还留下一个亚伯来为他做见证。
So we thank God that on this world he still has kept able to be his witness.
当人在地上慢慢多起来的时候，
when men multiply on the earth,
我们看见人就开始就败坏。
We see that corruption started.
这个败坏越过越厉害了。
And the corruption gets worse and worse.
所以结果神就在许多人的中间又得着了一个人。
So God has chosen among these many people one more person.
他得着了一个以挪。
He got Enoch.
我们知道伊诺他活到65岁的时候。
When Enoch was 65 years old,
他就开始起来与神同行300年。
He rose up to walk with God for 300 years.
他在65岁之前。
Before he was 65.
可能他也像其他的人一样。
He may be like other people.
生儿养女。
To bring children up.
为着世界在那里忙碌。
And busy for the world.
好像也是爱世界。
As he also loved the world.
因为那个时候世界的文化就已经相当的进步。
Because at that time the civilization was already very much.
我们看见该隐的子孙呢，他们在那里放映这个油漆了。
We saw that the children, the descendants of Cain, they invented the music instrument.
他们也建筑城市了。
They built cities.
他们也有机器了。
They had ironwork.
他们也耕种，也畜牧了。
They also tilled the land. They had.
所以换一句话说，到了那个时候。
At that time,
人就在那里专门注意这个物质的享受了。
Men pay attention to material enjoyment.
对于属灵的事情好像漠不关心了。
They seem to be not concerned with spiritual things.
以诺在六十五岁之前可能也是其中之一。
Maybe before he was 65, Enoch was one of them.
但是到他六十五岁的时候，忽然在他里面有个极大的变化。
But when he was 65, suddenly there is a big change inside him.
神就开始用他来地上做神的见。
And God used him to be the testimony on this earth.
我们知道当他生这个孩子的时候
We know that when he gave birth to this boy,
他一定是得出了一个启示
He got a revelation.
那个启示就说当这个孩子死的那一个时候这个世界就要受审判
The revelation is when this child dies, this earth is going to be judged.
我们知道他的儿子马图舍勒
You know that his son, Methuselah,
Methuselah, 他活了969岁
and he lived for 969 years.
他是世界上寿命最长的一个人
and he was the one with the longest life on earth.
在我们中国的那个遗传上说，我们中国人中间活得最长的是彭祖啊，他活到八百岁。
In the Chinese tradition, there was one that lived for 800 years old.
但是感谢神，这个马杜舍勒活了969岁
But we thank God that this Methuselah.He lived for 969 years.
你知道神让他活那么久为什么原因呢
Why God let him live so long?
因为到马图萨勒死的日子洪水就要来到
Because the day Methuselah died, the flood will come.
伊诺得了这样一个启示
And Enoch had this revelation.
他就动了敬畏神的心
And there is a fear for God stirred up inside.
所以他就开始起来与神同行
So he rose up and walked with God.
感谢神，因着神的怜悯，这个儿子活得那么久。
We thank God that by the mercy of God, his son lived that long.
因为神愿意万人得救，不愿意一个灵魂沉沦。
Because God is willing that all are saved and not single soul is lost.
我们知道伊诺，他不但与神同行。
Not only Enoch walked with God.
并且如果我们看犹大书的话。
And if we read the book of Jude.
我们看见说伊诺他在那里做见证。
And we saw that Enoch gave the testimony.
他告诉人说。
He told people.
日子要到。
Time will come.
神圣者要带着千千万万的天使要降临。
The Holy One will bring thousands of angels and arrive here.
他要来审判这个不敬虔的人说出的不敬虔的话和做不敬虔的事情。
And he will judge the ungodly words and ungodly deeds of ungodly men.
我们知道他这个预言。
We know that prophecy
不单是指说那个洪水的审判说的
not only refers to the judgment of the flood
他这个预言是一直说到这个时代的末了
that prophecy speaks to the end of this time
就是有一天我们的主他要降临
that's when one day our Lord will return
那个时候他要来审判一切不敬虔的人
at that time he will judge all who are not godly
所以我们看见他的见证那个是何等的遥远呢、啊
We see that his testimony is truly a long one.
在那个时代，神就兴起他来做见证。
And at that time, God raised him to be his witness.
我们不要以为说与神同行是一件很容易的事。
Let's not think that it is easy to walk with God.
我们都盼望能与神同行。
We all hope that we can walk with God.
实在说来，我们都是盼望神与我们同行。
Actually, we wish that God would walk with me.
如果神与我们同行，这个很舒服的。
If God walk with us, then it's comfortable.
但是与神同行不简单
But to walk with God is not easy.
因为我们的神是那么圣洁的一位神
Because our God is a holy one.
我们是那么污秽的人
And we are dirty.
要与神同行，那你不能不圣洁。
In order to walk with God, you have to be holy.
你不要不能不在神的面前受到许许多多的纪律 discipline。
You have to receive much discipline before God.
但是这个伊诺，他愿意在神的面前接受所有的纪律。
But Enoch was willing to receive all the discipline before God.
他要与神同行。
He wanted to walk with God.
结果神为他做见证。
And God testified to him.
神就把他取去了。
And God took him up.
有人说他与神一同走。
And some says that he was walking with God.
他一同走，走了三百年。
And he walked with God for 300 years.
到了最后那一天，一走就走到天上去了。
And the last day he walked into heaven.
那神就把他取去了。
And God took him.
因为希伯来书十一章告诉我们说
，Because Hebrews chapter 11 told us.
人如果要蒙神的喜悦
if man wants to please God,
他必定要相信神是。
He must believe that he is.
他要相信神是那赏赐那一切寻求他的人。
He must believe that God is the one who rewards all who seek Him.
你必定要相信神是。
You have to believe that God is.
不是说你相信有神。
Not that you believe that there that God exists.
你相信说神是。
But you have to believe that God is.
这个就是神的名字。
And this is His name.
这个就是神说我是。
And this is when God said I am.
我是自由拥有的神。
I am the sufficient, all sufficient one.
我是你的一切。
I am your all.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的见证。
This is the testimony of God.
以诺他接受神的见证。
Enoch accepted this testimony of God.
他就与神同行，追求神。
He walked with God and seek Him.
结果神就把他取去了。
And God took him.
但是地上的人还是违背神的见证。
But men on this earth, they still violated the testimony of God.
他们还是不肯悔改。
They still are not willing to repent.
所以等到在后面的时候。
So later,
神就叫一个人在神面前蒙恩，叫做挪亚。
So God raised up Noah to receive grace from him.
神就给挪亚一个启示。
And God gave Noah a revelation.
神对挪亚说，地上的日子还有120年。
God told Noah the days of the years of this earth.Earth is a world is 120 years.
你看神是何等的忍耐的神。
You see, our God is a patient God.
他说还有120年。
He said there's still 120 years.
他就动了敬畏的心。
And then Noah has this fear inside him stirred up.
他就照着神所指示的，就造了一个方舟。
He built an ark according to the instruction of God.
你知道到了那个在那个时候，世界上地上从来没有下过雨的。
You know, at that time, it was never raining on the earth.
当初的时候，地上的树才能生长，那是雾气在那里叫它生长的。
You know, at that time when the vegetables grew because of the mist in the air.
从来没有下过雨的。
It never rained.
但是挪亚他在那里造一个方舟。
But Noah built an ark.
我相信他在造的时候，很多的人就来看戏了。
I believe when he was building, many people came just look.
你在那里造什么东西呢？
What are you building?
因为从来没有人看见过一个方舟的。
Because never have anybody seen an ark.
他就在那里向人做见证。
But he testifies to people.
他说这个世界要被洪水淹没了。
He says this world is going to be covered by the flood.
你们赶快要悔改。
You quickly repent.
大家都笑他。
And everybody laughed at him.
因为他这个脑子总有一点毛病。
Saying that he has something wrong.
因为从来没有下过雨的。
Because it never rained.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
但是挪亚他动了敬畏的心。
But Noah has this fear for God inside.
他在那里为神做见证。
And he was testifying to God.
他在那里传道。
And he was preaching.
但是没有一个人相信他。
And nobody believed him.
所以结果就是挪亚一家八口就进到方舟。
So the Noah's family, eight members, they entered the ark.
在这里我们看见不但有一个人。
We see that not only one person
做神的见证
be the witness of God.
神得到了一个家来为他做见证。
God has obtained a family to be his testimony.
因着他相信的缘故
and because he believes,
他就得以称义。
He is justified.
并且他承受了这个新的地图。
And he received the new land.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
虽然经过洪水这样大的灾害，
Even after the calamity of the flood,
但是当人在地上多起来的时候，
But when men multiply again,
地上的罪恶越多越多了，
The sins of this world multiply too.
我们看见人在那里就造巴比塔。
You see,that the people built this tower of Babel.
人说我们要来造一个塔能顶到天上去。
And they say we want to build a tower that can reach the heaven.
为扬我们自己的名字。
That can broadcast my own name.
人他根本啊眼中看不起神。
Man does not have the God in his eyes.
他们就是要表扬他们自己的名。
So they want to broadcast their own name.
结果神就变乱人的口音。
So God scattered the languages.
但是虽然他们变乱了口音，分散到各地去。
Although they are scattered to all over the world.
但是我们知道，人的堕落是越过越深的。
But the falling man is deeper and deeper.
他们不但不敬拜神。
Not only they do not worship God.
那个时候人开始拜偶像。
And they pay idols. They pay homage to idols.
结果偶像就充满了这个全地。
The idols fill the earth.
这是在主前差不多2000年的时候。
This is about 2000 years before Christ.
但是在那个时候，神为说他自己又起来呼召见证的人。
But at that time, God for Himself was calling the witnesses again.
他就在众人的中间，他就呼召了一个亚伯拉罕。
So among many.He had called Abraham.
荣耀的神向他显现。
God of glory appeared to him.
他因着信就起来来跟随神。
By faith, he followed God.
虽然他经过许许多多的试验。
Although he went through much trial.
但是亚伯拉罕的信心。
But the faith of Abraham.
他相信神是死无边有，是死人复活的神。
He believed that God is a God that will resurrect man from death and can.Make something out of nothing.
这是他的信心。
And this is his faith.
神应许要给他子孙。
God promised to give him descendants.
他到了100岁的时候才得了一个以撒。
When he was 100 years old, he got Isaac.
但是实在说来，他所看见的不是以撒。
But what he saw was not Isaac.
他所看见的是以撒所代表的这位基督。
What he saw.Was the Christ that Isaac symbolized?
因为在约翰福音里面
，Because in the Gospel of John，
我们的主耶稣曾这样的做见证。
Our Lord Jesus gave this testimony.
他说：“你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，他看见我的日子，他心里就欢喜了。
”Your father Abraham delighted in the day that he saw me.
他在以撒的身上就已经看见了基督了。
In Isaac, Abraham saw Christ.
神把迦南地赐给他。
God gave him.The land of Canaan.
但是他一生在迦南地漂流。
But he was wandering on the land of Canaan.
他没有得着一块的地图。
He did not get any piece of land.
他只买了一个埋葬的坟地。
He only purchased a burial ground.
但是他的信心坚强。
But his faith was strong.
因为希伯来书告诉我们说。
Because the book of Hebrews tells us.
他所寻找的是那一个永远的家乡。
What he is looking for is this.Eternal country.
他不但是看见迦南地。
Not only he has seen the Canaan.
他从迦南地一直看到那个新耶路撒冷。
But he sees the New Jerusalem from Canaan.
他说那一座城是神自己建造的。
He says that city is built by God himself.
那个城是有个根基的城。
And that city is a city of foundation.
我们知道这一个就是新耶路撒冷。
We know that this is the New Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
他就在那个时代就起来为神做见证
In that age he rose up to be a witness for God
结果从他的子孙的里面
From his descendants
神要兴起一个国来为他做见证
God raised up a nation to be his testimony
但是我们知道以色列人他们雅各和他的子孙到了埃及去了
But we know that Jacob and hissons went to Egypt.
结果他们就在埃及。
And they were in Egypt.
虽然人数增加起来。
Although the number multiplied.
但是有不认识约瑟的王兴起来了。
But there was a king that did not know Joseph that was raised up.
所以结果他们就在那里逼迫这一班的以色列人。
So the Egyptians were persecuting the Israelites.
叫他们做奴隶。
And to put them to slave.
连这个活命的盼望都没有。
They don't even have the hope for life.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we praise God.
就在那个时候，神又在哪里做工了
？Just at that time, God was working again.
好像神在地上没有见证人了。
But God at that time could not find his own witness.
但是神就兴起了摩西。
But God raised up Moses.
这是主前差不多1500年的时候。
This is about 1500 years before Christ.
神就兴起了摩西了。
God raised up Moses.
神摩西生下来本来就应当死的。
When Moses was born, he should have died.
但是神保守了他。
But God kept him.
这个摩西他宁愿与神的百姓一同吃苦。
Moses was willing to suffer with God's people.
他也不愿意享受这个埃及的财富。
Not willing to enjoy the treasures in Egypt.
他看为基督受的凌辱。
He saw the suffer of Christ.
比埃及所有的享受还要尊贵。
More precious and more honorable than all the enjoyment of Egypt.
他看见了那一位看不见的。
He saw the unseen one.
因为他看见了那位看不见的。
Because he had seen the unseen one.
摩西看见了基督的荣耀。
Moses saw the glory of Christ.
所以他愿意受基督的凌辱。
He was willing to suffer the suffering of Christ.
他轻看了埃及所有的富足。
He despised all the treasures of Egypt.
神就用他来拯救以色列人出来。
God used him to save the Israelites out of Egypt.
以色列人被神拯救出来之后。
When Israel was saved from from Egypt by God.
被神带到西南山。
When they were brought to the Mount Sinai.
在西南山神就把他律法给以色列人。
God gave Israelites his own law.
神把他的见证就托付了一个国家。
God entrusted his own testimony to a nation.
这个国家在万国之中是分别出来的。
And that nation is separated from all other nations.
他在万国中要这位独一的神来做见证。
And among the nations, this nation is going to testify to this only God.
如果他们忠心遵守神的律法
If they are faithful to the laws of God
他们就在万国中要举手
They will be the first among nations
如果他们违背了神的见证
If they violated the testimony of God
神在他们身上的手也是比一切更重
God's hand will be heavier on them
所以这个我们看见以色列人又失败了
Then we see Israel fail again
以色列人不但没有为神做见证
Not only the Israelites did not testify to God
他们反而拜偶像
They pay homage to idols
所以结果与世界上的人没有分别
Then they were no different from the nation
虽然神派遣先知去呼唤他们悔改
Although God sent prophets to call them back
但是他们不肯悔改
But they did not repent
所以结果以色列国就灭亡了
So the nation of Israel was died
所以我们看见好像神在地上又没有见证的器皿
So we see that God has lost again his vessel of testimony
有四百年之久
For 400 years
神没有说话
God did not speak
地上听不见神的声音
On this earth they cannot hear the voice of God
但是感谢赞美神
But we thank God
等到日子满足的时候
When the time is accomplished
神就差遣他的儿子来到这个世界
God sent his own son to this world
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
在历史里带
Through the ages
虽然神为着他自己还留下一些的见证人
Although God has reserved for himself some witnesses
但是这些的见证人所说的见证
But the testimony of these witnesses
都是有限的见证
Are limited testimonies
因为我们人是有限的
Because man is limited
我们的容量是有限的
Our capacity is limited
所以神给我们的启示也是有限
So the revelation from God to us is limited
我们能为神做的见证也是有限
The testimony that we can give to God is limited
可以说这里一点那里一点
Can be here some and there some
神在地上没有一个完全的见证
God did not have a complete testimony
因为没有一个完全的人来为他做见证
Because there was no complete person to give him this testimony
但是感谢赞美神
But we praise God
神为着他自己的见证
For his own testimony
他把他的儿子差到这个世界上
He sent his own son to this world
当他的儿子来到地上做人的时候
When his son came to this world to be a man
在这个人的身上
On him
神得做了他完全的见证
God has obtained his complete testimony
因为我们的主说
Because our Lord said
你们看见了我就看见了父
When you see me you see the Father
我凭着自己不能做什么
I cannot do anything according to myself
我所做的乃是我看见我父做
What I do is what I see my Father do
我凭着自己也不能说什么
I cannot speak anything of myself
我所说的乃是因为我听见父这样的说
What I speak I heard my Father say
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
在这里有一个人
Here is a person
他与神是一的
He is one with God
所以你就看见说他能完全把神见证出来
You see, he can fully testify God out.
人看见他就看见了神了。
Men see him, they see God.
人听见他就听见了神了。
When they hear him, they hear God.
人接触他就接触了神了。
When they touch him, they touch God.
他把神表明显明出来了。
He declares God.
从来没有人看见过神
No one has ever seen God
只有在父怀中的独生子把他显明出来
But the only begotten son in God's bosom He has declared him
当我们的主在世界上的时候
When our Lord was on this earth
他实在是一个忠心的见证人
He was a faithful witness
哦，他是何等忠心的一个见证人
What a faithful witness he is
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
他在比拉多的面前做了美好的见证
Before Pontius Pilate he gave the good testimony
如果我们读到启示录的时候
If we read
他有一个名字
We see that he has a name
他的名字就是诚实忠心的见证人
And his name is honest faithful witness
我们的主就是那一个见证人
Our Lord is that witness
他的见证是那样的完全
And his testimony is so complete
所以神的见证就是耶稣基督的见证
So the testimony of God is the testimony of Jesus Christ
你认识耶稣就是认识神
If you know Jesus You know God.
他是那个完全的见证人。
He is the complete witness.
当我们的主耶稣他升天的时候。
When our Lord is to be ascended to heaven.
他就对他的门徒说。
He told his disciples.
他说你们要等在耶路撒冷。
You have to wait in Jerusalem.
你们要领受天上来的圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit from the heaven.
那个时候你们要为做我的见证人。
And then you shall be my witness.
你们要从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem,
犹太全地,
to the whole land of Judea, Samaria,
一直到地极,
to the end of the world,
来做我的见证人,
be my witness.
你知道当我们的主在地上的时候,
you know when our Lord is on this earth,
他不但在那里为神做见证,
not only he testifies to God,
同时他就开始呼召门徒,
he also starts to call his disciples,
他叫有一些的人与他在一起,
he has some to be with him.
你知道这些的门徒啊,
you know that these disciples,
他们召集与他在一起,
and they were called to be with him,
他们听他的话,
they heard him,
他们看他的生活,
they saw his life,
他们观看他的作为,
they looked at his deeds,
这些的门徒是学徒,
and these disciples were apprentices,
他们在那里学什么呢?
What were they learning?
他们不是在那里学一套的这个传道的方法。
They were not learning the skill of preaching.
他们是在那里学我们的主的样式。
They were learning the pattern of our Lord.
他们在那里看主。
They are looking at the Lord.
看主怎么生活。
To see how he lives.
他们
of Jesus
Christ. 你认识耶稣就是认识神。
If you know Jesus, you know God.
他是那个完全的见证人。
He is the complete witness.
当我们的主耶稣他升天的时候。
When our Lord is to be ascended to heaven.
他就对他的门徒说。
He told his disciples.
他说你们要等在耶路撒冷。
You have to wait in Jerusalem.
你们要领受天上来的圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit from the heaven.
那个时候你们要为做我的见证人。
And then you shall be my witness.
你们要从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem,
犹太全地,
to the whole land of Judea, Samaria,
一直到地极,
to the end of the world,
来做我的见证人,
be my witness.
你知道当我们的主在地上的时候,
you know when our Lord is on this earth,
他不但在那里为神做见证,
not only he testifies to God,
同时他就开始呼召门徒,
he also starts to call his disciples,
他叫有一些的人与他在一起,
he has some to be with him.
你知道这些的门徒啊,
you know that these disciples,
他们召集与他在一起,
and they were called to be with him,
他们听他的话,
they heard him,
他们看他的生活,
they saw his life,
他们观看他的作为,
they looked at his deeds,
这些的门徒是学徒,
and these disciples were apprentices,
他们在那里学什么呢?
What were they learning?
他们不是在那里学一套的这个传道的方法。
They were not learning the skill of preaching.
他们是在那里学我们的主的样式。
They were learning the pattern of our Lord.
他们在那里看主。
They are looking at the Lord.
看主怎么生活。
To see how he lives.
他们就学主的样式。
And they learned the pattern of the Lord.
我们记得主耶稣曾说了。
We see our Lord Jesus said.
你们要负我的轭。
You have to carry my yoke.
要学我的样式。
To learn my pattern.
因为我的心里柔和谦卑。
Because my heart is meek and lowly.
我们的主在世界上是一位负轭的主。
When our Lord is the Lord in this earth, carrying a yoke.
他这个轭就是神的旨意。
His yoke is the will of God.
他一生就是伏在神的旨意的底下。
His whole life is under the will of God.
他心里柔和谦卑。
He is meek and lowly.
就是说他甘心乐意的。
He is willing.
他跟神是毫无抵抗。
And he has no rejection to God.
他在那里完全来遵行神的旨意。
He is completely doing the will of God.
如果神的旨意要他到十字架，他就去十字架。
If the will of God says you go to the cross, he goes to the cross.
他为着自己没有拣选。
For him, he has no choice.
所以主说，你们我的门徒。
So he said, the Lord says, you, my disciple,
你们要与我一同来负轭。
You have to yoke with me.
我在轭的这一边。
I am on this side of the yoke.
你们要把你们的颈项放在那个轭的那一边。
You put your necks on the other side of the yoke.
你们这一班的人都是没有受过训练的。
You have not been trained.
好像一个野牛一样。
as a wild bull.
那你们都要照着自己的意思做。
You want to do according to your own way.
但是你们要与我一同服侍。
But you have to yoke with me.
你要看我怎样服神的旨意。
You have to see how I obey my father's will.
你就从我那里来学习。
And you learn from me.
叫我的性格能成为你们的性格。
So that my character can be your character.
这样你们就能更洁了。
And then you can till the land.
你们就能侍奉神。
Then you can serve God.
你们就能做神的工。
Then you can work the work of God.
你们就能做我的见证人。
And then you can be my witnesses.
主说圣灵来了要为我做见证。
The Lord said the Holy Spirit come to bear witness to me.
因为圣灵认识我。
Because the Holy Spirit knows me.
灵与知是合一的。
The Spirit and the Son are one.
但是主说你们也要为我做见证。
But the Lord says you are going to be witness for me too.
因为你们从起头就是与我在一起。
Because you have been with me from the beginning.
你们也认识我。
You know me too.
所以你们能做我的见证人。
So you can be my witnesses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主在地上做了美好的见证。
Our Lord has given a good beautiful testimony on this world.
他叫我们看见了神。
He let us see God.
他叫我们认识神的旨意。
He lead us to see the will of God.
现在他就把他自己的见证交给他的教会。
Now he entrusts his own testimony to his own church.
他说你们要为我做见证。
He says, you have to bear witness to me.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
今天教会乃是神见证的器皿。
Today, the church is the vessel of the testimony of God.
从前神怎样将他的见证托付这个以色列国。
How God has entrusted his testimony to the nation of Israel.
现在他从各国各方各民各族的中间。
Now he has from the people from all over the world or all over the races.
他把他们中间的人召聚起来。
He called them together.
把他们在他自己的里面成为一个身体。
In himself, he has made them a body.
叫这个身体在地上为着这天上的头做见证。
So that this body can be a witness for the head that is in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个耶稣基督的见证是已经托付了神的教会。
This testimony of Jesus Christ has been entrusted to the church of God.
这是一个何等荣耀的一件事。
This is such a glorious thing.
但是这也是一个很严重的责任。
But this is also a great responsibility.
感谢赞美神。
We praise the Lord.
我们如果看使徒行传的时候，
If we see the book of Acts.
我们看见教会在开始的时候，
We see when the church began.
在五旬节的那一天，
On Pentecost.
当彼得和十一个使徒起来说话的时候，
When Peter and the 11 stood up and speak.
他说你们所钉十字架的耶稣，
He said the Jesus that you have crucified.
神已经立他为主为基督了，
God has set him up to be the Christ and the Lord.
他们在圣灵的能力底下见证，
Under the power of the Holy Spirit, they gave the testimony.
结果三千人悔改得
救， thousand people repent and are saved.
所有信主的人，
all who believe in him,
他们就同心合意的，
with one accord,
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训和交通，
they continue to be in the obedience of the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
他们摆饼，他们祈祷，
they break the bread, they pray.
他们安家的摆饼，
they break that bread fromhouse to house.
他们在一起在那里同声的祷告。
They pray in one sound together.
我们感觉那个时候他们的见证是多么有能力的。
We see how powerful the testimony was at that time.
当初的教会是为基督的复活做见证。
And that the church at that time was testifying to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
他们给人看见说基督是复活的主。
They led others to see that our Lord is the resurrected Lord.
这个是他们亲眼看见。
This is what they saw with their own eyes.
这是他们亲身经历的。
This is what they had experienced personally.
所以你看见他们为主复活做见证是多么有能力。
So you see how strong a testimony they have given.
他们见证的一位主是一位活的主。
The Lord that they were testifying to is the living Lord.
在短短的三十多年的中间。
And within just a few more years than 30,
我们看见说福音已经传遍了当时的世界。
The gospel was spread to the world at that time.
在许许多多的地方。
And many places.
不但在亚洲。
Not only in Asia.
并且福音也传到欧洲去。
But only in Europe.
非洲也去了。
In Africa.
我们看见许多的地方神的教会兴起了。
The gospel has been spread to those places and churches were built.
而他们在那里就是为耶稣做见证。
And they are witnesses for Jesus.
虽然在使徒末了的时候，
although to the last age of the apostolic time,
我们看见已经开始里面有点腐化了。
We know that they are corruptions started.
我们也开始外面就开始有一点逼迫了。
You see, we also see external persecution.
所以我们看到启示录第二章第三章的时候，
so when we read Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
我们看见这一个在使徒末了的时候，
We see the age of the last days of the apostles.
那是就是第一世纪末了的时候。
At the end of the first century.
约翰还活在那里。
John was still living.
他写了他这个这座启示。
And he received the revelation.
就是主对七个教会就有七封的书信。
And that's the messages to the seven churches from the Lord.
我们看见主在那里对当时的教会。
And the Lord spoke to the church at that time.
他已经在那里看见教会已经开始在那里腐化了。
The Lord saw the beginning of corruption in the church.
这个七个教会有七个灯台来代替。
The seven churches were represented by seven lampstands.
因为教会就是灯台。
Because the church is the lampstand.
教会不是光。
The church itself is not the light.
教会不是见证。
The church itself is not the testimony.
教会乃是知识见证的那个器皿。
The church is the vessel that supports the testimony.
教会不高抬自己。
The church does not exalt itself.
教会是高举基督。
The church exalts Christ.
但是我们看见在那个时候。
But we see at that time.
除了斯美纳的教会是受苦的。
Only the church at Smyrna was persecuted.
菲拉这边的教会是弟兄相爱的。
And the church at Philadelphia is a loving church.
我们看见其他地方的教会都是那个光啊是暗淡。
The churches at Other places, their light was flickering.
有的光啊，已经没有了。
Some light was already died out.
现在那里冒烟了。
They were smoking.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神的见证。
The testimony of God.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
是何等圣洁。
It's such a holy one.
何等完全的。
Such complete one.
但是交在人的手里。
But when it's given to the hands of men.
因为我们人的败坏。
Because of the corruption of men.
我们就把这个见证把它破坏。
And we have damage to this testimony.
所以我们看见就在那个时候，
And we see at that time,
神已经在那里呼召一般的得胜者。
God was calling the overcomers.
什么是得胜者呢？
What is an overcomer?
得胜者不是非常的基督徒。
An overcomer is not an unusual Christian.
得胜者乃是正常的基督徒。
An overcomer is a normal Christian.
因为那个时候的基督徒不正常。
Because the Christian at that time was not normal.
他们失去了见证。
They have lost the testimony.
主把他自己托付给教会。
The Lord entrusted himself to the church.
他把他自己启示给教会。
He revealed himself to the church.
但是教会与主相差太远了。
But the church is too far away from the Lord.
所以主在那里叫我们要回家。
So the Lord was calling us to repent.
叫我们回到他那里去。
To return to him.
叫我们能为他做见证。
So, so that we can be witness for him.
得胜者就是那些的见证人。
And overcomers are those witnesses.
在第一世纪末了的时候。
At the end of the first century.
神已经在那里呼召得胜者。
God was calling the overcomers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们看见从那个时候开始一直到今天。
We see that from that time on until today.
我们在那里看教会历史的时候。
When we see the history of the church.
虽然在第二世纪第三世纪的历史不大清楚。
Although we are not very clear about the history of the second and third century.
但是从第四世纪开始。
But from the fourth century.
我们看见所谓教会的历史。
We see the so-called history of the church.
但是教会的历史。
But the history of the church.
今天在地上人所读的。
That we read today on this earth.
我们可以说这是官方的历史。
And this is just the official history.
这是基督教的历史。
This is the history of Christianity.
我们没有真正看见教会的历史。
We have not seen the real history of the church.
真正为耶稣所见证的那些的人。
The real people who have given testimony to Lord Jesus.
反而都是被厌弃的。
And they were rejected.
在历史历代甚至被人认为是异端的。
Through the ages, they were considered as heresy.
甚至许许多多的人被杀了。
And many of them were killed.
但是我们真正去查考的时候。
But if we truly examine these things,
我们看见说神就是在这两千年的了。
We see that just in these 2,000 years,
神还在地上留下他自己的见证人。
God still preserved on this earth his own witnesses.
我们知道在第二世纪第三世纪的时候
We see that in the second and third century
那个时候罗马帝国就开始来逼迫基督教
The Roman Empire starts to persecute Christians
有十四的大逼迫
There were 10 persecutions
你如果是基督徒这个就是十的罪名
If you are Christians you have the sentence to death
虽然中间也有的时候没有逼迫
Although sometimesThere are gaps in history that you don't have the persecution.
等到没有逼迫的时候
When there was no persecution,
好像松一下
It seems that you can relax.
结果基督徒他的生活他的见证也松了
But the testimony and the life of the Christians also got loosened.
所以就在第二世纪的时候
In the second century,
我们看见这个基督教已经在那里松懈了
We see that Christianity already is relaxing.
慢慢慢慢就注重到外面的形式上去。
And they start to pay attention to the outward form.
慢慢就注意到那些的组织方面去。
They pay attention to organization.
甚至于渐渐我们看见那一些所谓这个监督的这个 bishop 的制度也慢慢开始出来了。
We also saw the beginning of the system of bishops.
在那个时候。
At that time.
神兴起一个弟兄
God raised up a brother
他的名字叫 Origen
His name is Origen
他 Origen 他17岁的时候
When Origen was 17 years old
他的父亲是个敬畏主的人
His father was a godly man
他为着主的缘故被抓到监牢里去
For reason of God he was put into prison
Origen 他只有17岁
Origen was 17 years old
他就劝他的父亲
HeIntreat his father.
你要忠心一直到死
You have to be faithful until death.
结果他的父亲就殉道
And hisfather was martyred.
这个人后来成为一个圣经的学者。
This person became a biblical scholar.
他是一个很有名望的一个圣经学者。
And he was a very famous, reputable biblical scholar.
但是他在那个时候
But at that time,
他就坚烈地主张
He proclaimed,
他就是说神的教会是属灵的。
He said,The church of God has to be spiritual.
不是那个外面这个形式和组织。
It is not the external form nor organization.
我们一定要注意那个属灵的性质。
We have to pay attention to the spiritual nature.
那个时候也有一般的人生起来叫叫这个Montanus。
Some other people, they were raised up there as the Montanus.
这一些的人是从 Montanus 开始的。
And these people started with Montanus.
他们在那里就是觉得说一般的基督徒啊这个对于世界好像太混合了
They felt that the Christians were mixed up with the world
他们是开始爱世界了
And they started to love the world
所以他们说我们应该回到那个当初的那个单纯的敬虔的里面去
So they said that we should return to the original purity and godliness
他们在那里注意等候主的回来。
So they wait for the return of Christ.
他们在那里给圣灵有完全的主权。
So they gave the full authority to the Holy Spirit.
在他们聚会的里面让圣灵有完全的主权。
In their meetings, the Holy Spirit has the whole authority.
我们知道在他们的中间
We know that among them,
有两位姊妹在寻道世上很有名的。
There were two sisters who were,famous in the history of martyrs.
一个是 Propitia, 一个是 Felicitas.
One is Propitia, the other is Felicitas.
到了第三世纪的时候，他们中间有个很有名的人。
In the third century, there was one famous one among them.
就是 Tertullian.
Which is Tertullian.
他们说他的舌头像金的舌头一样。
They say that his tongue is like tongue of gold.
神就兴起这一般的人来，要维持耶稣基督的见证。
God raised these people to maintain the testimony of Jesus.
到了第三世纪的时候
And coming to the third century,
我们在那里看见说神又兴起一些人来。
We see that God raised some other people.
有一般的人叫做 Novatians.
One group is called Novatians.
还有一般人叫做 Donatists.
Another called Donatists.
他们这一般的人是注重严格的那个纪律。
They pay attention to strict discipline.
因为知道在那个时候受逼迫。
Because at that time,There was persecution.
有的人受了逼迫就否认主了。
Some denied the Lord because of persecution.
但是等到逼迫过去了。
After the persecution.
那这一般否认主的人又要回来了。
And they came back to be Christians.
所以那个时候在弟兄姊妹中间就有一些的争论。
So among brothers and sisters, there were arguments.
有的人说那要回来就回来吧。
Some said, just receive them.
有人说不行。
Some said, no.
这个一定要有严格的纪律。
We have to have strict discipline.
所以这一般 Donatists 他们可是注重了严格的纪律。
So the Donatists They pay attention to strict discipline.
他们是要为主做一个正确的见证。
They want to have to be an accurate testimony to God.
到了第四世纪的时候
，In the fourth century，
我们知道第四世纪就是基督教变成国教的时候，欢迎的时候。
We know that at that time the Christianity becomes the state Christianity.
那经过两个世纪的逼迫
，And through two centuries of persecution，
我们说罗马帝国逼迫基督教。
We said that the Roman Empire persecuted Christians.
但是结果是罗马帝国衰败了。
But the Roman Empire declined.
神的教会兴旺起来了。
The Church of God was prosperous.
那个时候君士坦丁做了罗马的君王。
At that time, Constantine becomes the Emperor of Rome.
他就开放了。
And he opened up.
并且是鼓励了。
And he encouraged.
但是在那个时候，基督教堕落就一落千丈。
But at that time, the Christians, they failed greatly.
在逼迫的时候，还有一半的人是为主见证。
In persecution, there was a group of people who hold the testimony of the Lord.
但是一放松的时候，很多混杂的人都进来。
But when they relax, a whole mixture comes in.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神给那里兴起一帮人叫这个 Priscillians.
God raised a group of people called Priscillians.
他们这一帮的人。
These people,
他们很注重神的话语。
They pay attention to the word of God.
他们说我们要与世界分别出来。
They say we are to be separated from the world.
他们注重与基督的联合。
They pay attention to the union with Christ.
到了以后我们看见这个罗马教就成立了。
Then later we see the religion of a Roman Catholic.
慢慢这个基督教的历史就越变成外面一个很大的组织了。
And then the history of the Christianity becomes a very large organization.
在世界上也有了地位，又有势力了。
And in the world, Christianity has its own position and power.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we praise God.
到了第七世纪的时候
，Coming to the seventh century，
我们看见神就在那个 Mesopotamia 那一带的地方。
And God in the land of Mesopotamia，
他就兴起一般的人叫 Polygons。
They raised a group of people called Polygons。
他们这一般的人。
And these people,
他们是主张说我们这个聚会的生活要非常的简单。
They feel that the meeting has to be very simple.
然后有一半的人从 Bulgaria 移民过去。
And some people were migrated from Bulgaria.
他们到小亚细亚去。
They came to Minor Asia.
他们这一半人就称为 Bogomils.
These people were called Bogomils.
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 这个 Bogomils 就是神的朋友。
Bogomils means the friends of God.
他们这一般的人
These people,
也是在那里见证神的事迹
They also testify to God himself.
到了14世纪、13世纪的时候
And coming to the centuries 12, 13 and 14,
我在这里所提的都是那个隐藏的那个种子
These people that I mentioned, they are the hidden seeds.
在教会的历史里面都是被批为这个背道离教的人
In the history of Christianity, these were considered as heresies.
因为他们没有走那个基督教的那个正统的路。
Because they did not walk in the canonical way in the Christianity.
许多的人为做见证主殉道。
Many people were martyred because they want to testify for God.
不是殉道在罗马帝国的手里。
And they are not martyred in the hands of the Roman Empire.
是在罗马教的手里殉道。
They are martyred in the hands of the Roman Christianity.
千千万万的人。
Thousands of people.
为着要维持耶稣基督的见证。
In order to hold the testimony of Jesus.
他们为着主把他们的命都舍去。
They lay down their life for the Lord.
所以到了12世纪、13世纪的时候。
So when we come to the 12th and 13th century.
我们知道在欧洲有 ordinances。
We see that in Europe there are ordinances. Albigenses.
他们是主张我们的生活要简单。
They feel that we should have a simple life.
他们说无论我们教会的生活真理和教会的秩序都要根据圣经。
They say not only all our church life, church truth, and they all have to be according to the Bible.
我们称他们这个是指令给他们的。这是 nickname。
Oh, those are the nicknames.
其实他们自己不承认是 Waldenses.
They never call themselves Waldenses.
或者是那个 Bogomils.
Or Bogomils.
他们称自己什么呢？
How do they call themselves?
他们都称自己是 Christians, 是基督徒。
They call themselves Christians.
他们彼此称为 brothers.
They call each other brothers.
都是弟兄。
They're all brothers.
这些名字都是这个人嫁给他们的。
These other names are what other people call them.
其实 Waldenses 不是从 Peter Waldo 开始的。
Waldenses did not start from Peter Waldo.
在 Peter Waldo 之前就已经在 Alpine Valley 就已经开始了。
They were before Peter Waldo. They were in Alpine Valley.
但是因为 Peter Waldo 对于这影响很大。
But becausePeter Waldo was an influential man.
他是一个做生意的人。
He was a businessman.
很有钱的人。
Very rich.
根本也对神的事情是模糊的。
He did not know much about God's things.
但有一次他在宴客的时候。
But once when he was given a feast.
忽然一个客人死掉。
Suddenly a guest died.
这个就惊醒他起来。
And this startled him.
他就变卖一切救济穷人。
He sold all things to give to the poor.
他就开始就传道。
He started to preach the word of God.
有一个人与他一同走游行传道。
And a group of people went with him along to preach.
他们称为 poor man of Lydon.
They called the poor man of Lydon.
Lydon 的那一带的穷人。
And they were the poor man of Lydon.
他们在那里为主做见证。
And they gave testimony to the Lord.
到了第十四世纪的时候。
14th century.
我们知道在欧洲。
We know that in Europe,
就开始有一帮所谓的 mystic 神秘派就兴起来。
And there is a group of people called, they call, other people call mystics.
因为那个时候啊，这个基督教的情形越来越不像样。
Because the Christianity is in more corruption.
我们知道这是 Dark Age 啊，这是黑暗时期啊。
And this is called Dark Age.
人根本不认识神。
Man did not know God.
所以神就兴起一番作为奥秘派来。
So God raised up a group of people called the mystics.
像 Master Eckhart.
Like Master Eckhart.
这个 John Paul, 我们弟兄提他的名字。
John Paul, which our brother has mentioned.
这个他们称他们自己是 friends of God, 神的朋友。
They call themselves friends of God.
他们是专门注意与主交通。
They pay attention to the communion with God.
在他们中间实在有一些的人认识主的生命。
Some among them really know the life of God, of the Lord.
在英国呢？
In England,
在十四世纪的时候
，in 14th century,
那个时候，英国的情形也是都是形式的。
The condition in England is also outward form.
所以神就兴起一个人叫 John Wycliffe.
So God raised a person called John Wycliffe.
这个 John Wycliffe 是很有学问的一个人。
And he is a very learned man.
他就在那里攻击当时这个教会的那个腐败。
He attacked the corruption of the contemporary church.
他主张说我们要回到圣经里头去。
He said that we should go back to the Bible.
我们要起来跟从基督。
We have to rise up and follow Christ.
他最大的贡献就是把圣经翻成英文。
His major contribution is to translate the Bible into English.
叫许多的人都能读他自己本国的言语。
So that many Englishmen can read their own the Bible in their own language.
也有一般的人就出去游行布道。
Another group of people went out to preach the gospel.
这些的人他们称他为 Lollards.
And other people call them Lollards.
Lollards 就是 babbler.
Lollards are also babblers.
这个就是在那里讲讲话。
They keep talking.
他们实在不是 gossip, 他们是preach the gospel.
But they are not gossiping, they are preaching the gospel.
这一个是在这个英国的情形。
And this is the in England.
除了 Wycliffe 的影响。
And under the influence of Wycliffe.
在欧洲。有一个 John Hus 出来。
In Europe, there was a John Hus.
那么后来有一帮与他在一起的人就称 Husites.
And there was a group of people with him. They were called Husites.
那个时候他们为主做见证。
And that time they gave testimony to the Lord.
但是甚至于为主被焚烧，这个被人抓来焚烧。
And they were arrested and burned by people.
当有人这个在罗马教的眼光认为他这些都是叛徒。
And in the eyes of the Roman Catholic, they are the rebels.
到了十五世纪的时候
，And in the 15th century,
我们看见在欧洲神又兴起两个团体来。
We see that in Europe, God raised two groups.
一个团体称为 Unitas Fratrum, 那就是 the United Brethren.
One group is called United Brothers.
这一班的弟兄啊
，And this group of brothers,
他们就主张我们受洗要净的。
They said that when we are baptized, we have to be submerged.
并且他们说我们基督的生活要圣洁。
They also say that the life of a Christian has to be holy.
他们主张说我们要尊重我们良心的自由。
And they said that we have to respect the liberty in the conscience.
并且他们主张说神的儿女应当合一。
They also proclaim that God's children has to be one.
他们本来没有意思要成为一个另外的组织。
They did not mean to have to be of a different organization.
他们愿意与神的众儿女都联合起来。
They are willing to be one with God's all children.
同时还有一个团体。
Another group.
是称为这个 Brethren of the Common Life.
It's called the Brethren of the Common Life.
他们很主张的这个开学校。
And they wanted to have schools.
这个学校呢，他们无论他们读什么东西
，No matter what they read in the school.
并且对于一些的生活
，And however they live,
都要根据啊这个基督的福音。
They have to be according to the gospel of Christ.
我们知道他这个办学校结果很有很大的这个关系。
We know that the this school has great consequence later.
就是我们很多人都看见的 Imitation of Christ 这个仿效基督啊。
And there's a book called Imitation of Christ.
也是从这个团体里头出来的。
Was written by people in this group.
到了16世纪的时候。
16th century.
那当然我们知道16世纪就所谓改教的时期了。
We know that the 16th century is the time of Reformation.
因为那个时候基督教实在是失去见证了。
Because The Christianity has lost the testimony.
圣经呢都是用铁链锁起来的。
The Bible was chained.
人就根本不知道人怎样得救。
And they don't know how men are saved.
因为说要靠你的功德来得救的。
They think that you have to be saved by your works.
所以那个时候就买赎罪票了。
So they sell this indulgence.
那个时候要盖那个圣彼得 Cathedral。
In order to build the big cathedral of St. Peter.
并且教皇呢他要他自己的这个 treasury, 他的仓库啊要丰富一点呢。
Also, the Pope is trying to build up his own treasury.
所以就派人到欧洲各地去买赎罪票。
So he sent people to all over Europe to sell this indulgence.
你只要出一点钱买一张赎罪票。
As long as you want to pay the money to buy a ticket of indulgence.
你所有的罪就赦免了。
Your sins are forgiven.
甚至于你预备要犯罪都可以先买的。
And even the sin that you are going to sin is forgiven.
所以结果有一个人他买了这个赎罪票。
So one bought this indulgence.
他预备要犯罪。
Because he is ready to sin.
他要犯什么罪呢？
What kind of sin is he
going to commit? 他就是抢这个卖赎罪票的人的那个 box.
He tried to rob the one that sells the indulgence his box.
结果抓去了。
He was captured.
他把赎罪票拿出来无罪。
And he shows forth his indulgence and he was proclaimed not guilty.
就是弄到这样一个地步。
And this is to this extent.
耶稣基督的见证是完全失落。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is completely lost.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
我想这个历史大家都知道了。
And this history you all know.
他就升起马丁路德来。
God raised Martin Luther.
他就升起克洛文来。
And Calvin.
升起辛格利来。
And Zwingli.
他们这一班的人就起来。
And they raised up.
他们主张应信称义。
They proclaim justification by faith.
他们主张一份公开的圣经。
They proclaim open Bible.
让所有的人都能读圣经。
So that all people can read the words of God.
但是可惜。
But unfortunately,
这个改教没有改得彻底。
The Reformation was not thorough.
虽然马丁路德他所看见的比他所改革的更多。
Although what Martin Luther saw.Was much more than what he reformed.
但是因着环境的关系
But because of the circumstances,
他就停留在那个地方
And he stopped right there.
结果就有一半的人
And there was a group of people.
他们认为说这个改教改得不彻底
Who felt that Reformation was not thorough.
他们愿意回到圣经的里面去
And they were willing to go back to the Bible.
一切要照着圣经来做
And they have to do all things according to the Bible.
所以那个时候这一半的人变成就成为 Anabaptist.
So these people were called Anabaptists.
After Anabaptists, 就是再受浸的人。
The Anabaptist is to be baptized again.
因为那个时候都是婴儿受洗了。
Because at that time, the babies were baptized.
你这个点一点水，那你就得救了。
They got water sprinkled on your forehead, you were saved.
你保险了。
And you are insured.
但是这一般人觉得说圣经里都没有这个东西。
But these group of people felt that in the Bible, this is not so.
你一定要自己相信，然后受洗。
You have to believe.Then baptized.
并且你一定要进到水里头去。
And you have to be submerged into the water.
与主同死同埋同复活。
And to die, to be buried, to be resurrected with the Lord.
所以大家就称他为 Anabaptist.
So they call them Anabaptist.
这些的人他们主张与主有交通。
These people proclaim that they should have fellowship with the Lord.
他们主张说教会是神这些信徒的聚集。
They say that the church is the group of believers.
是 在圣灵的里面被聚集在一起。
They are gathered together in the Holy Spirit.
与世界要分别出来。
They are separated from the world.
那个时候他们就主张和平。
At that time, they proclaim peace.
他们主张政教要分开。
The separation of church and state.
到了这个，就在那个时候，在那个十六世纪末了的时候
，the end of the 16th century，
一直到十七世纪
，until the 17th century，
我们知道在这个欧洲法国那一带地方有 Huguenots。
We know that in the France there is the Huguenots。
他们也是神在那里所兴起的见证。
They were also the testimony that God has raised up。
到了十七世纪的时候
，the 17th century，
我们看见那个时候啊，已经改掉了。
We see that the Reformation has already begun.
英国已经比了这个英格兰的这个国教了。
England, they already have the Church of England.
但是也是变成形式的东西。
But again, it becomes nothing but a form.
所以神就兴起一般的人来叫 Puritans, 清教徒。
And God raised up Puritans there.
我们知道美国就是清教徒，他为着要宗教的自由，就逃到美国来建国的。
We know that the first immigrants to the United States were these Puritans. They came to the United States to escapereligious persecution.
那个时候神也兴起 George Fox 来。
And God raised up George Fox.
他就是主张里面的安静。
He says there should be peace inside.
里面要受圣灵的引导。
And there should be the leading of the Holy Spirit inside.
人称他们为 Quakers.
And people call them Quakers.
那个时候有的人称为 Independent, 有的人称为 Baptist, 有的人称为 Presbyterian.
Some were called Independent, some Baptist.Some Presbyterian.
都是 dissenters, 都是那一般就所谓这个与国教分开的人。
They were dissenters who separate themselves from the Church of England.
但是他们在那个时候就是要起来维持神的见证。
But at that time, they wanted to rise up to maintain the testimony of God.
都是在欧洲的地方。
In Europe.
我们看见这个 Pietists 兴起来了。
We see the Pietists.Right、
有一番这个敬虔安静的人起来了。
There are a group of godly and quiet people who rise up.
讲 Spanner 了，讲 Frankie 了，这帮的人。
Like Spanner, Frankie.
他们在生活的里面，他们要遵守师徒的生活。
And they want to follow the life of the apostles in their own life.
他们的聚会要像使徒要像哥林多前书十四章里头那样的一种聚会。
They want to have the meetings as the meeting in the First Corinthians chapter 14.
所以这一般的人他们也是在欧洲有很大。这个是弟兄运动。
This is the brethren movement.
他们很注重圣经。
And they pay attention to the Bible.
今天我们许多对于圣经的真理都在那个时候被释放出来的。
And the many Bible truths that we know today were released at that time.
到了二十世纪了。
Coming to the 20th century.
我们知道在二十世纪开始的时候。
At the beginning of the century.
那个时候基督教又是进入一个形式的里面。
Christianity enters into another phase of organization.
所以神在美国就是在 California.
And God raised up somebody in California.
当然Kansas 也有。
In Kansas as well.
就有开始作为五旬节的运动 Pentecostal movement.
They started the Pentecostal movement.
同时呢在 Wales 就有 Welsh 的 revival.
In Wales, England, there's the Welsh revival.
他这个复兴到了什么程度呢
？And the revival was to such an extent.
法官呢都戴白手套了。
And the judge would put on their white gloves.
因为没有案子胜。
Because there's no cases to try.
我们看见那个复兴到一个什么程度
？That's what we see the extent of the revival.
同时我们就也知道。
We also know.
那个开戏的聚会啊。实在是在十九世纪末了，但是到二十世纪就广大起来了。
The Keswick Convention, although it started in the 19th century, it prospered in the 20th.
我们的弟兄昨天讲那个Evans Hopkins 就是 Keswick Convention 中间的一个。
And the Evans Hopkins that our brother mentioned yesterday was one member of the Keswick.
到了这个1960年左右的时候。
In around 1960.
我们就知道这个 Charismatic Movement 就起来。
We saw this movement of Charismatic.
心灵恩运动。
The new charismatic movement.
因为那个时候一般的这个教会开始了。
At that time, the ordinary churches are so dead.
所以神就兴起这个新五旬节的运动了。
So God raised up this new movement of new Pentecostals.
许多的人因此得救。
And many people were saved this way.
虽然也有一些过分的事情。
Although sometimes there are excesses.
但是感谢神，我相信这也是神的一个反应。
But I thank God, this must be a reaction from God.
对于基督教的那个死神一个反应。
To the deadness of the Christianity.
同时在英国神修兴起一个弟兄。
And in England, God raised a brother.
叫 T. Austin Sparks.
T. Austin Sparks.
这个弟兄他特别认识神永远的旨意。
And this brother particularly knew the eternal purpose of God.
他特别认识教会那个属灵的性质。
He knew the spiritual nature of the church.
而在我们中国,
in China,
神也兴起尼托生弟兄了。
God raised brother Watchman.
给我们看见属灵的生命和属灵的征战是怎么一回事。
He showed us the spiritual life and spiritual warfare.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
faith this way.
虽然也有一些过分的事情。
Although sometimes there are excesses.
但是感谢神，我相信这也是神的一个反应。
But I thank God, this must be a reaction from God.
对于基督教的那个死神一个反应。